Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Borg is our guest. Tom's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of True Small Business Brilliance. That's one of his books. And the president of Tom Borg Consulting. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about making it easier for your business, for your customers to do business with you. Tom, what's first on the list?
Well, Jim, one of the first things I believe is hours. It's like you mentioned a moment ago. Do you have customer-friendly hours?
Yeah.
Do you start early enough, and do you go long enough? You know, obviously, people work for a living, most of us, so we need to be able to get to a place that we need to purchase something from after hours. So that's,
right.
I think that's real important right there. Second thing on my list here is the idea of your employees. Do you have uniforms? I think that's one of the best things a company can do is to have their
uniforms. Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
So we know who
works.
Some kind
of a T-shirt, maybe just a golf shirt or something with your logo on it, that kind of, and would you put their name on it?
I would put their name on it nice and big on the right-hand side. Why?
Yep.
Because that's where people typically look when they're going to shake hand or get change from the person. So certainly a big name. Like oftentimes I say, hey, do the way Walmart does it. They have a big first name. That's all you need that you can see from a distance. So people can approach you and use your name. But that's important. I think uniforms are key. Too often.
You know, another thing you can do, buy them golf shirts that don't have their name on them and that they'll wear when they're not working.
Yes.
I think they'd be less likely to wear one with their name on it to around town, but they would wear it with if it didn't have their name on it. I mean, I see people I know who work for small businesses. They're wearing their stuff all the time.
Sure, that's great marketing, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They can always have a magnetic name tag they can put on when they're at work. So that works very
well.
That's true. Yeah. Another one on my list here, Jim. Polite. Be polite. You know,
what do you think? Let me ask you, along the lines of the material there, the names of the company, what do you think about having every member of the company be business card holders? Have a business card for everybody.
I mentioned that
truck,
one of my
truck
books,
drivers.
Absolutely. Jim, one of the main reasons that should be done, first off, it doesn't cost hardly anything. It's a great investment. It gives that person, your employee, pride, knowing that they're part of your organization, part of your team. They have the authority to be able to give out their name and number. And this way, at the same time, it gives that person, the customer, knowledge that, you know what, the person they're dealing with has the authority, has the ability to solve their problem. So I think that's a wonderful idea.
All right. What else?
Another one on the list here is, how about this? Just looking at your website. How friendly is your website? I mean, can you navigate that website? I was on a website the other day. No phone number anyplace.
Wow.
Now, they probably had it that way for a purpose because they didn't want to have that interaction with somebody.
Well, that works every time then, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, don't put your phone number on it. They're not going to call
you. I'm sitting here, you know, most people are sitting there wanting the phone to ring, and these people are trying to hold them off.
Yeah, it's probably one way of running a business where you want to do it all through the internet. But fact is that websites, a lot of times people don't know.
But see, that's the opposite of what I was talking about earlier, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you only want to contact people virtually, digitally, then that's all high tech.
Yes.
And what I remind people about, Tom, is you and I, every one of us who demands more digital. While we're demanding more digital, we're 100% analog. That means we're never going to not want high touch. And so if you've got a business that's all high tech, then your competitor is Amazon. How about that?
That's right.
That's kind of scary if you ask me. What do you think?
That's right. You get a good point there. Yeah, I think that's critical that people realize that. Remember, people still want that face-to-face. They want the voice-to-voice. Depending on the situation, but if you can provide that, right back to the small business concept, where large businesses, you know, like a some of these other companies like a Kmart or the Walmart. You walk in there, oftentimes you can't find somebody to give you some information and you need some help with something. So that's where a small business can really step up, charge more because they're providing a better quality service, better quality experience for that customer, and people appreciate that. So I think that's key. If you can keep that in mind when you're dealing with your, mm-hmm. your customers, that they want that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And your website, I like the part. Another thing you got to have on your website is you got to have a mobile site.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
people,
you do.
More and more people.
Oh, yeah.
Are using mobile. More and more of your customers are younger people, and they all use mobile all the time. I'll use it all the time. And you've got to have a mobile site for our folks. I use mobile.
That's right.
I'm not young.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole point there, Jim, is that we are moving in that direction, that people want it now. You know, they want it instantaneously.
Yep.
And if they hear your name, they can go to their iPhone, look you up. As I understand, the last statistic I read, something like 93 to 94% of the people, before they buy something from a business, they go to their website first, check them out.
Yep. They self-qualify themselves and pre-qualify you before you even know they exist.
Isn't that something?
How scary
is that? We're not paying attention to that with our websites. Oh, my goodness, we're losing business.
Yep, that's right. And if you don't have on your mobile site, if you don't have a hot button to your phone, if your phone isn't hot, phone number isn't hot, then you're gonna miss probably, I'm gonna say you're gonna miss 3 out of 4 people who would have called you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Jim, just so our listeners know, that hot button means they can just click that phone number on your website and automatically dial.
I need your website, Tom.
It's www.tomborgconsulting.com.
B-O-R-G. Quick break, right back with Tom. I'm Jim. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.